Spread that leaf, little kids don't cry. When you find out that Thanksgiving is just a fucking lie, it's a giant scam, started out by Hallmark, trying to sell a warehouse full of greeting cards, in cahoots with the Butterball CEOs, trying to fatten up my block so we weren't slower from the po-pos. But you don't hear me though, I'm knowing schemes, I've been
cactus,
running
cactus,
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus,
cactus,
cactus.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, I'm RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This show is sort of going to be what was in the Pranksgiving show this past weekend, but then it's also going to be from another day this past weekend, because personally, I think, my Pranksgiving shift wasn't the best. There was still some okay stuff in there, but it was a lot of talking and a lot of ringing phones. I wasn't getting as many answers as I would have liked. So why should you guys have to suffer and sit through that? Let's start out the show with my Pranksgiving calls, which happened on Thursday night, Friday morning. The entire Pranksgiving thing as a whole, though, it was pretty awesome. It lasted a few hours longer than 24 hours, and lots of fun was had, and we raised a bunch of money for some family for Christmas, some family in need. Like, some kid has brain cancer, and I don't know, big old sad story. It's the whole story. It's on prankcallnation.com/fundraising. And G-Ad set all this up again this year. He did the same thing last year. I think we raised something like $400 for some poor family for Christmas. And that went really well. He bought a lot of cool toys and tablets and stuff for some kids for Christmas. And so we're doing the same thing again this year. He set it up so we have 3 weeks to raise $500 for this family for Christmas. That was the goal. And we ended up raising $500 within the first 3 or 4 hours. So that was cool. If you still want to donate, though, I'm sure we'll do something with the rest of the money. Either we'll give it to that same family to really help them out, or we'll help another family. Who knows? I don't know. But if you want to donate to that, it's prankcallnation.com/fundraising. And so far, the following people have donated. And there might be a couple at the very end of the list that I haven't put on this list yet. I'm just reading this from the webpage. But so far, we've gotten donations from Jennifer F., Palindrome, Chester F., Stalin Without the Charm, Axpa, Carla, Miss Morgan, Nate, Aaron Johnson, Mr. Clay, Alfred, a business called D&J Shipping, Craig C., Tristan B., Jim C., Kyle S., I wasn't sure if people wanted their last names on here, so I just put their last initials. Gordo, G-Man, and Nick S. And a few other people have donated since then, you know, like 3 or 4 others, but I'm too lazy to dig through my email right now and figure out who did. So thank you guys for donating to a good cause. Hopefully your donations will save the PCN hosts from karma. Karma is, of course, what this is all really about. So please donate. Save us from karma. This show is sponsored by G-Ad, a.k.a. Jiad. Thank you, Jiad, for supporting the show. You're the best. But yeah, besides the telethon fundraising stuff, we had lots of fun, made lots of pranks. I still haven't heard all the shows because I actually slept for a few hours, so I'm going to try and listen to those this week. By the way, I have uploaded my Pranksgiving night show to phonelosers.com/media. That's the online media pack thing. Just go under shows and then look at the Snowplow Show and look at November 28th. And you can listen to the full 3 hours. And you will hear a few things that you're not going to hear in this show. But you're hearing the best of stuff in this show. So why bother, right?
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Kevin from the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
You got a comforter on layaway and some shoes.
Right.
Coffee makers. Okay, now, have you been watching the news?
I mean, what?
I don't understand what you're saying.
No, you said, have I been watching the news?
Right.
About what?
What does that mean?
No, I said about what.
You doubt wood?
I said about what.
Oh, just the news in general. There was a riot at our store tonight. You don't know about the riot?
No, I'm at work, so no, I don't.
You're at work right now?
Yes, sir.
Where do you work?
I work at the nursing home.
At the what?
At the nursing home.
Oh, okay. Does your work require talking of any sort? Because you're not too good at that, are you?
Really?
Well, I can't understand you. You just keep mumbling. Is it just because it's late?
Oh, my God, that's mean.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to say it, because obviously no one's ever said it to you. Okay,
oh
so, look, there was a riot here, because we opened on Thanksgiving tonight. Like, we've been open, and it's been crazy. It's been like Black Friday here tonight.
Uh-huh.
And someone got into the layaway room, and they stole all your stuff.
Oh, my God.
But that's not our fault, and you still owe us the money.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we'll send you to collections if you don't pay up.
Is somebody playing on my phone?
What?
Oh. I said someone's playing on my phone.
Oh.
It can't be.
No, you didn't say that. You mumbled it. So, yeah, what I'm saying is you're not going to get your stuff.
Who is this?
How much had you put on it? How much money did you put down?
Who is this?
I already told you. I'm calling from the layaway.
What's your name?
Kevin? You want me to put my manager on? Because I shouldn't have to deal with you yelling at me.
Okay.
This
yes.
Let bullshit. Yeah. Okay, let me find Matt just a minute.
Girl, is he drunk?
Matt, are you here?
Good evening. This is Matt.
Hello. Yes. Matt is who I'm speaking with.
Yeah, hi, it's Matt Hillock, the manager over here. And,
the manager where?
We've had quite a situation tonight, sweetheart.
At what location?
At the location where your stuff was stored.
Ryan.
Let me get this. It's everything is a mess. You gotta understand me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my partner here, we got into the hooch when they started riding, and we locked ourselves in this little closet, but they got all your shit. We're just trying to let everybody know that their stuff's gone, because we don't want to, like, Christmas to be ruined, you know?
So what do you want me to do?
What are we in? Well, we're not gonna. I'm doing above and beyond what I should do. Like, I'm scared, and me and my guy are drunk in this little closet. You know, but I don't know. What all y'all have on layaway? Maybe we can get some of it boosted out for you.
Well, that's okay. I'll just go to the store in the
you'll
morning.
You'll go to what?
I'll go to the store in the morning and find out.
All right. It's all right. Don't cross no police tape, though, you know?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. God bless.
Well, she's got a lot to think about tonight for the rest of her work shift. Hello, Phyllis.
Yes.
Hi, this is David from Kim Lawn, True Green.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, the lawn company?
Yeah, yeah. Did you know you're calling, and it looks like it's about 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I know what time it is. You don't need to tell me what time it is. No, I'm calling because your neighbor, they get their yard treated through us.
Mm-hmm.
And we accidentally sprayed your yard this week instead of their yard. Like, they got the addresses mixed up.
Yeah.
And we sprayed grass killer all over your yard.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
No, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah.
Well, I think that you're just playing a joke on us.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it's 3 in the morning.
I know, I'm calling to let you know, because this is really important. I need to let... It's urgent.
Well, I would like for you then to come out with your name and your...
I already said my name's Roger.
Yeah, but what's your last name?
Dodger.
Yep.
And insert
Roger Dodger. Yeah.
Hey, don't make fun of my name. I got enough
don't
of that.
Don't make a joke out of it.
I got enough of that in junior high.
You need to
hang up and call the police on yourself.
Okay.
Who does that? Sorry, Brian.
Sorry for stepping. Like, she wouldn't buy it.
She was making fun of your name, joke out of it.
That needs to be a clip in the intro. You need to call the police on yourself.
Yes.
Oh, you should for that one, dude.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Todd. I live down the street from you.
Yeah.
And I had a bit of an accident on your property tonight. I was jogging by.
Okay. And, give me a second. I'll be right out.
Well, no, I'm not out there right now. I went home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was on your roof, though.
You're on my roof.
Yeah, I was on the roof and I fell off, and I fell into one of those flower pot things in front of the garage. I broke it with my head, and I just wanted to apologize. There's a little bit of blood on the driveway.
Why were you on my roof?
I'm into parkour.
You know what?
You know what parkour is? It's like you just jump around on buildings like you're a video game character, all crazy like. You know, I was walking along a fence and ended up on your roof. And I was trying to do this flip off the front of your roof, and I hit the flower pot thing.
All right.
Yep. And I broke the flower pot, and I'll pay for it. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
You might want to spray off your driveway, because I got a little bit of blood on your driveway when I hit my head.
Okay.
And...
Thanks.
You know... You know.
All right. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Well, are you upset with me? Are you mad?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
No, no. It's a question. I think he's mad. Yep. He's mad.
7-Eleven, well, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Do a quick survey?
A customer, yeah.
You gotta do a survey.
The Neon? You want it?
Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Leah, and I'm one of the supervisors here with the corporate office of 7-Eleven. How are you this morning?
Just getting off work. I'm doing fine, ma'am.
Oh, good. Would you be willing to commit to a survey? And if you complete the survey, you may have a drink of your choice from the store. How does that sound?
Oh, you get push carts, right?
Yeah, I can do everything. Yes, ma'am. That sounds good, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So question number one. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many times do you frequent the 7-Eleven?
How many times have I what?
How many times do you frequent the 7-Eleven? How many times do you come in?
How many times do I visit 7-Eleven? Come in the 7-Eleven.
Sure. Yeah. Visit. That sounds better.
About every day. Sometimes 2 and 3 times a day.
So your answer is all day, every day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Question number two, what do you like to get at 7-Eleven? Are drinks or food or porn?
Well, or what?
Or any, magazines or anything like that they have
porn
behind the corner.
Oh, you have porn. No, I like your Slurpees. I get my cigarettes here and my sodas here. And sometimes I get the bananas, two for a dollar.
You got bananas for a dollar. Okay.
Two for a dollar.
Question number three. Sorry, that wasn't the question. So question number three is, would you ever work at a 7-Eleven, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
You would? Okay. Yes, ma'am. Leads into question number four. Are you pretty friendly with the staff there?
I'm friendly with everybody, ma'am. I respect everybody.
Okay. I'm finna to jerk it for George. So let's see. Question number five. Have you ever... Hold on. I got a little ahead of myself here. Question number five. Do you get that malt liquor and the black and milds?
I don't drink, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. See, George, you got you taken care of here. Question number 7. Are you finning to fap, fap, fap?
Am I what?
Are you finning to fap, fap, fap?
What is fap, fap, fap?
Fap, fap, fap. Like Fappuccino,
no, I'm,
but
I'm not
fap?
That. I'm, no.
This is, you know, this one always stumps everyone.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a trick question.
So pop, pop, pop. I know, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
It is. It's one of those turn down for what questions. So, are you going to pour one out for the homie?
Pour one out for the homie.
Yeah, now, pour one out for Darren Wilson. Or, I mean, excuse me, Michael Brown. Pour one out for the homie.
Listen to this, ma'am. I came into this world by myself, right? And my dad.
Sounds good. You
going to
leave with it, too? Okay, so that's the end of our survey, and sir, it sounds like you're only good enough for a small cup of coffee.
Oh, ain't that nothing?
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Oh, we. Who are you? I need to know who you are.
Oh, who I is? I don't know if I want to tell you who I's are.
All right, it's all good.
It's all good. It's Lee up in the hood. What's up?
Yeah. I wish you was down here now.
Why, sir? What you want? You trying to holler back at a girl, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a conversation.
You trying to get some of that, something. Hey, I don't want no scrub, son.
Oh, you got me twisted.
You twisted.
Ask somebody
shoot.
About JC. Uh-huh.
Yeah, nah. All right, so why don't you go ahead and holler back at that cashier over there and tell him you're only good enough for some black cup of coffee.
Oh, no, I ain't going to tell him that. I think I got cheated. I didn't want the coffee.
You didn't even want the call. Well, why'd you waste my time with the call? You're going to get it.
I want to meet you now. How is that?
At Mildred Money, you're going to get it.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Do what now?
I said I want to meet you now.
Okay, but you sound like you smell.
Yeah, okay. I smell good. And I sound
good. Do you?
And I look good now.
You do? You smell good? You look good? You feel good? You make love good?
You damn right, extra good.
Hello, sir. This is the supervisor. You're not supposed to be hitting on our employees. It's very inappropriate of you.
Please forgive me.
And no, listen.
Wrong, sir.
No, Neon is fired. I'm going to fire her, and you are banned from the store from this point forward.
Oh, come on, man.
You need to get out of the store. We're going to put your picture up. And if
all
you come
right.
in again, we'll have you arrested.
Okay.
And Neon's fired. What do you think about that? You got a girl
why
fired
would you
tonight.
Fire her? Somebody doing the survey. Why would you fire?
No, you're both participating. You're both guilty.
Okay.
It was consensual participation.
Hey, shut up, Neon. You're out of here.
Let me ask you a question. So, if she's doing a survey, I'm sure you had told her the guidelines and everything. So if she broke them guidelines.
Listen, you can just shut the fuck up. I don't have to listen to you.
Before you even got that far, sir.
You can eat a dick. I don't have to listen to you. She's fired,
what
and you,
you
are.
Say, man?
I said eat a dick, and
then you got me fucked up. You eat a dick, bitch.
No, you eat a dick.
You sound hungry. Get stuffed,
sir.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes, sir.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Just a moment.
Okay.
And I got a couple coming in the door right now.
Okay,
just
great.
One moment.
And, by the way, they'll get a free drink or a free hot dog for doing the survey.
Okay, just a moment.
Do you have time to do a quick survey with somebody from the corporate? You'll get a free hot dog.
I keep them in the noise tunnel.
No sale. He was our only customer in here right now.
Fuck that. No. If he's not going to do it, he can leave. You need to ask him to leave.
Ask him to leave?
Yeah, tell him to get out. Like, no survey, no sale. That's our motto. No, I'm serious. He needs to leave.
I was like, I can't do that. Hang on. Oh, I got somebody that might do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just don't listen to me.
No survey, no sale.
And then,
we have
and
a
then,
riot on our hands.
And then punch him in the teeth.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just a moment.
If he has any.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
Right. Hello?
Hello? Hi, I'm calling from the corporate office. Would you like to do a quick survey with us?
Sure.
And you get a free drink and a free hot dog?
Sure.
And a free six-pack of beer?
I don't drink beer.
Oh, I'm serious. No. Okay, well, you can have a free six-pack of soda.
Okay.
And then you also get a free quart of oil.
Seriously?
You get free quart of oil. That'd be nice. Okay. Yeah, something good to keep in your trunk in case you ever need it.
The question is, how long is it going to take?
You get a free lighter. It's going to take 45 minutes.
Oh, but crud. No, I actually don't have that much time.
You get a free Slurpee also. You get a free tank of gas.
Seriously?
Yeah, how much does your does gas usually cost you? What kind of car do you drive?
We actually have a Toyota Prius, so yeah, we do pretty good on the gas.
You get free cookies?
Okay.
Two free bags of Lay's chips?
What time is it?
Free cup
of
coffee?
I'm actually in the middle of delivering newspapers right now, so.
Okay. Well, we can
actually,
do the,
I really don't have time. I'm sorry.
We can do the really quick survey. Does the phone reach over to the coffee makers?
I think it should. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we just need to do a test on the coffee makers. Do you see one of the coffee makers that has a full pot of coffee under it?
I see, yes.
Okay. And does it have a full pot of coffee?
Which, any of them? Do any of them have a full?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like the pumpkin is pretty full.
The one that's mostly full. Okay. So, and it's sitting in the machine where it has the buttons above it.
Okay, the one like the cappuccino machine or the coffee pot?
The coffee pots.
Oh, the coffee pot. Okay, yeah.
Are any of those full?
Yeah, well, like I said, I think that the pumpkin one is full.
Oh, okay. And are they sitting under the spout?
Sitting under the spout.
Uh-huh.
Is what under the spout?
You know, when you have to make a pot of coffee, you put the coffee pot under the spout.
Oh, the pot. Right.
Yeah. So is it
it's under the dispenser for the water.
Okay. Yeah, if we could just quickly test the safety shutoff thing, just push the button as if you're making a pot of coffee, and it'll shut itself off.
Safety shutoff.
No, just push the start button, like you're going to start a pot of coffee.
Oh.
And it'll...
there's a button that says brew, and then there's one that says enable on-off brew.
I think it would be brew.
Really? It's not going to run water into the coffee pot?
Yeah, it will for just a second, but then it'll shut off because it's a safety feature.
Okay.
And that particular, the pumpkin one needs to be remade anyway.
Oh, okay, all right. So I hit brew?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, nothing happened.
Oh, well, is there some kind of a start button?
Oh, no, wait. Something's coming out.
Okay, is it coming?
Coffee's coming out. And it's still coming out. It's coming out coffee. It's probably not good. Yeah, and now the level is coming up, and it's not on maximum, but it was over halfway full.
Oh, I thought it was already full.
No, I'm sorry, there was a sign over it, and it looked like that was the top of the indicator, but it's not.
Ah, balls. I wanted to be
what do I do now?
Oh, well,
I just messed up their pot of coffee. Now brewing. 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Are there any other pots there that are completely full?
No.
It's got to be a full one for it to be...
there's not.
Maximum,
none of them are full.
Maximum lulls is what we need.
No, none of them are full. Wait, this is decaf one? No, that's not full either.
Can you...
No, one of them's empty.
Can you pour...
Is this going to overflow?
Probably. But no, it should...
Great. Can I turn it off?
No, just leave it going. They'll clean it up. there's a safety shutoff thing, so it's fine. How much coffee was in there, would you say?
Well, when I took the sign off, it looked like it was maybe about half to three quarters full.
Half to three. Oh, okay. So is it about to overfill then?
It's getting up there. Oh. Not yet. It's got maybe an inch and a half left. It's bouncing up and down.
What's the timer say on the coffee pot? Is it still 3 minutes?
Minute 34.
Oh, minute 34.
And 30 seconds.
Is the clerk over there too?
No, she's at the counter.
Oh, okay.
Should I talk to her?
Oh, no, I thought I heard someone else saying something.
Oh, no, they're behind me.
Oh, okay. Tell her to be quiet. We're doing science.
Okay.
So would you like a free drink then and a free hot dog?
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay, all right, yeah, a free donut, whatever, you know. Just
okay, all right.
And is it about to overfill yet?
Yeah, well, it's about an inch from the top.
Oh, this is so exciting. I can't wait to see if it works.
Okay.
Oh, man.
This is
so is it supposed to shut off when it gets to maximum?
Yeah, when it gets right at the top, it'll just shut itself off.
Okay, got about half an inch. It's coming up there.
Yep. It's a new safety feature.
I'm
He says it's supposed to have an emergency safety shutoff when it gets to maximum.
Okay,
so we're testing it.
Really
I know. I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, oh no. No, it's fine.
Tell her to go away.
He says you need to go away.
It's between us.
It's still going. And it's reached above the maximum line. Oh, there it goes. Now it's overflowing.
Oh, this is going to be so cool. It's going to...
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're going to hate me. I come in here every day to deliver newspapers.
Oh, really?
It's like spewing everywhere.
Is it making a mess?
You really work for 7-Eleven corporate, though, right?
Of course.
So you're not some kind of like...
No, I do.
Oh no, it's took another minute and 20 seconds left.
Oh cool, that's gonna be, it's gonna go all over the floor, I bet.
No, well, at least there's a drip pan.
But it's gonna get all over the burner
and there you go.
You're making so much extra work for him.
What's that?
You're making so much extra work for him.
I know, that's horrible. I hate that.
Are you sure there's not somebody there with you? I keep hearing somebody else talk.
No, they're actually they're behind me. They're
throwing their voice.
I should have let it overflow. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have been doing this.
Okay, so the pumpkin pot thing?
Yeah.
Can you just take it and just throw it on the floor? Just throw it on the ground?
No.
Stick it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on. It's for science. There's a safety thing. It won't actually break.
I think I'll probably burn myself.
No. Just grab it by the handle and throw it on the floor. Throw it away from you.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Throw it through one of the doors, the cooler doors.
I just don't think a free drink is worth us making that big of a mess.
How often do you get to do something like that? Come on.
No, I don't ever do things like that.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Well, I'll let you go then. Thank you very much for helping us test this out. And you can go ahead and get a free drink or a free donut or a free hot something, sandwich maybe.
Okay.
And yeah, and I've already told them. They know to give you a free thing.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not really corporate.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
I was telling you to put the regular in the decaf.
Yeah, I was gonna do that. I was gonna just mix two of them until they're both full and then start.
Yeah.
So that was my 3 hours of Pranksgiving night, condensed down into 27 minutes. On the phone with me was Laughtrack Matt and Neon Like Bjork. And for part of it, DS. Oh, and I think Baz was on there for a short time, too. If you want to listen to the entire show, though, it's on phonelosers.org/media, and it's in the Snowplow Show directory. Before we get into the Saturday morning pranks, let's listen to a few voicemails.
Hi, this is Robert Ramsey. I'm representing ABC Television and composer Michael Giacchino. We've noticed that on some old episodes of your podcast known as The Phone Show that you play...
Real or not real? What do you guys think? Sounds real, but I don't know.
The sad music at the end of Lost.
Oh, it's a cease and desist. This is fake.
When you ask people what they've learned, we're going to ask you to cease and desist that retroactively.
See.
If you could replace those songs with maybe the sped-up piano version that you recorded for Laugh Track Matt, or possibly the sad walking away music at the end of The Incredible Hulk, we'd really appreciate it. And if you could at least once or twice do that at the end of the Snowplow Show, then we'll know that you actually, you know, heeded our advice.
Yeah.
It's kind of important.
I get right on
Thanks.
That.
Thanks, Cactus.
Okay, well, I was going to make a longer show, but I guess I need to wrap this show up so I can... go through 4 years of The Phone Show and delete all of the Lost music that I put in there.
Hello, Bradley. I am calling from the middle of the Queensboro Bridge, and I'm about to graffiti PLA material all over the side.
Yay!
I demand payment in 500 shekels. You can send it to my bank account. The number will be included and an email. All right, you are welcome. Cactus Cactus.
I want pictures. I want proof that you vandalized something. And by the way, I encourage all of my listeners to take cans of spray paint and graffiti phonelosers.org and whatever else on public property. If you can't donate to the show through Patreon, then that's the next best thing. It's buying a little bit of spray paint and destroying public property. Please, everyone, do that for me.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Enough of the small talk.
You've been doing a good amount of shows lately, and that's pretty cool, and I'm okay with that. But
why haven't you done Telephone Falls? Why haven't you finished the poster? Why haven't you done the vinyl album? Which one is he going to say?
Friends from Prank Hall Nation, their podcast hasn't had a new one in like 12 days as of the time of this voicemail.
I have nothing to do with that.
You need to tell them to get their shit together. You need to call them up, call Carlito up, and Dwight, and all those motherfuckers, and you need to get them to put some more of their shows on their podcast, because I don't know what's what.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pissed.
I'll call up Carlito at the hospital and say, hey, I know you've been in the hospital for, oh wow, maybe it's been 12 days now, but could you hurry the fuck up with that podcast? No, I have no idea who does the podcast. I thought it was Enigma. Maybe Enigma just got bored with the whole thing. I'll definitely ask around about that, though, and find out why the podcasts aren't updating anymore. All that matters, though, is my podcast updates. Who cares about PCN shows?
This is Oregon Guy reporting from southeastern Medford, Crater Lake area, and it is cold. It is cold with lots of snow.
Charge
lots
my
of snow,
iPad.
2 or 3 inches, so charge your iPods and charge your iPhones and charge your iPads and order takeout pizza.
What about my Android? What do I do with my Android?
I'm not good at this. Hey, you know what? It's snowing, it's cold, it's rainy, and everything is really fucked up over here. So, do another snowplow show. I think it's fitting.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hope you're staying warm and a little drier up there. All right, bye. Cactus.
Bye. Oregon guy that for some reason doesn't seem to have an Oregon phone number anymore. Hopefully that means he lives farther away from me. Hey, before I get back to the pranks, you know the Joy Bubbles documentary that I've mentioned at least twice now? It's still not funded. Let me go to the page right now, see where it's at. It is about $3,000 from its goal, and there's only 4 days left. So this is going to suck if it doesn't get funded. So you know that GAD's Christmas help a poor starving family Christmas thing that I mentioned earlier? Screw that! We need to fund Joy Bubbles. We need to fund some dead guy and the documentary about him. He's more important than starving families. So if you have money to spare, don't give it to prankcallnation.com/fundraising. Give it to Joy Bubbles, the documentary on Kickstarter. Or both. You know, maybe give to both. I'm going to put a link in the show notes again to this Joy Bubbles thing, and hopefully it'll get funded. It's gone up by 1,000, I think, since the last time I mentioned it. But it still needs 3,000 more. I'm going to be really annoyed if that doesn't get made as quickly as possible. Okay, let's get back to pranks. I think the following pranks are all from Saturday morning. On Saturday morning, I decided to go through the entire list of phone numbers that I gave to all the other hosts for Pranksgiving and call all the numbers who didn't answer, and there was a lot of them. So these are a few of the people that did not answer on Thursday night and Friday morning. Mostly layaways, there were some gym customers in there, and some portrait calls. I think these are all layaways, but maybe there's portraits too, I don't remember. But here it goes. Let's hear some Saturday morning pranks.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling from the layaway department. You had some things on layaway here?
Yeah, I'm gonna come get it on the first.
Oh, no, no.
I got about 6 bucks, huh?
Yeah, how much have you paid on that so far?
You called me. You ain't looking at my.
Don't be a smartass. No, the reason I'm calling actually.
Fuck you, bitch.
No, hey, don't yell at me. I'll throw your shit on the ground, David. That's it. I'm gonna break all your shit. Okay, he hung up. Jesus, I didn't even get a joke out yet, and he freaked out at me.
Hello,
Andrea?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
And you had some stuff on layaway here, right?
Yeah.
And Did they call you yet and tell you about the problem?
No.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
What happened?
We had a riot here on Black Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they stormed the layaway room, and they came in and they took all your stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they took it all. And they took.
So what's going to happen?
Well, you're still going to have to pay for it, but the stuff's gone.
What do you mean I'm still going to have to pay for it?
Because it's not our fault they stole it. It's not our fault. So you have to pay
for it. Bullshit, I ain't paying for nothing if I don't have the stuff.
Well, you already paid for some of it.
Then you need to give me the stuff.
No, we can't, because it's not our fault. We can't control
if
an angry...
Well, it's not my fault either.
We can't control if an angry mob comes in and steals your stuff.
Well, it's not my fault either.
Well, it's more your fault than it is our fault, because, you know, it's like...
How is it my fault?
Because, I don't know, it's a bunch of angry citizens coming in here, and that's what you are.
Okay, that has nothing to do with me.
Well, how do we know that? How do we know you didn't have a relative come over and steal it, so you didn't have to pay for the rest of it?
This better be some kind of joke, because if it's not, it's not going to go over very well.
Oh, it's no joke. Our store is a mess. We can't even open today, because it's such a mess, and all of our things have been stolen.
Well, I have nothing to do with that. You guys owe me the money that I put down on the layaway.
No, you owe us the rest of the money.
That was all my grandkids' Christmas gifts.
You owe us the rest of the money that you haven't paid yet.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you do. We'll send you the collections.
How can I pay for merchandise? I'm not getting that. It's so stupid.
Well, it's not our fault that they...
Well, it's not my fault either, so don't be calling me, tell me the shit.
Okay, well, you know, we'll send you to collections.
Oh, how can you send me to the collections if I don't have the merchandise?
Because you didn't pay the rest of the money you owed. You have to pay the rest of that.
Are you a supervisor?
Yeah, and I'm gonna put you in the computer right now, and you're gonna start getting collection letters in the mail.
You cannot send me to collections.
And they're gonna start calling
that
you at work.
Dumb.
We're gonna garnish your wages until we get that money. They're gonna take it. We're gonna put a lien on your taxes. A lien on your credit report. How does that work? A lien with the bank? I don't know. Something's going to happen, though. You just wait.
You must be on drugs, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So you don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm the one on drugs?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 10 people now going to start recording this.
All 10 are going to record it?
Yep. That way when I get you for harassment... People right now, we're all here sitting and having lunch.
How is this harassment? It's a single phone call.
You're harassing me for a layaway that I don't receive?
It's not harassment, though. It's a business phone call.
Yeah, I'm calling you about and you're telling me I'm going to go to collections? I didn't get the merchandise, and I didn't have a riot at your store.
That's not harassment.
Nothing to do with that.
That's not harassment. That's a fact.
Well, you're crazy.
That's defamation of character right there. I'm suing you for defamation of character. Oh, she hung up. I didn't even hear her hang up.
Hello?
Hey, you tell that lady I want all of the recordings that she made of my voice destroyed, because that's illegal.
It is not illegal. I'm sorry to tell you. It is illegal for you to be calling and saying that she stole from your store.
I didn't say that. I said nothing like that.
Okay, what is the situation? Explain the situation
okay.
to me.
Let me explain the situation. We live in a two-party state. Ma'am?
Yes?
We live in a two-party recording state. Therefore, you cannot record our phone call without my permission.
No. You are calling a private phone.
A private phone that she gave us.
Why are you calling? Do you want to tell me the story or not?
Hey, shut up, bitch. She gave us the phone number.
Excuse me, asshole. What is your name, motherfucker?
I already told her my name.
What's your name?
I don't even know who you are. You're not Andrea.
What's your name?
Why should I give you that? You're not
exactly.
Andrea.
So don't call back, or I will call the cops and have this recorded.
You're already recording it.
Next time I answer, you better be ready to answer, please, because I'm going straight to the police department right now and file a complaint, because this is harassment, and I have no idea how can do this.
We can do anything we want. We're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Motherfucker. They laughed at me, I think.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Brown?
Who's this?
This is Roy from the layaway department. You had some stuff on layaway here?
Hold on. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm calling from the layaway department. You had some things on layaway with us?
Okay. Yep.
And we had some riots here on Black Friday, and they stormed into the layaway room and stole your items.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to get those now.
So you're going to, give me my money back, right?
Oh, no. No. Absolutely not. Because it's not our fault.
Is it?
It's not our fault that they came in and stole things.
Hold on one second.
So we're not going to pay for it.
Somebody said they had a Black Friday. They ran into
a layaway.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
What seems to be the problem now?
Oh, she didn't just tell you?
No.
Oh, that's weird, because I heard her tell you in the background. Yeah, I'm calling from the layaway department, and we had kind of a riot here on Black Friday.
Okay.
And... all of your things were stolen from they came to the layaway room and took your things.
Then you will be reimbursing me, correct?
Oh, no, definitely not, because it's not our fault. There's nothing we
can... Yes, it is your fault. See, as a store, you have a liability on a layaway program.
Oh, you're not a lawyer.
I've worked for companies doing what you do. So you'll be hearing from my attorneys, and I will be hitting for a $20,000 lawsuit, because if you read the state law guidelines, you are responsible for that.
Quit pretending you're a lawyer. You don't know shit.
I'm not pretending I'm a lawyer, you dumb son of a bitch. I know what I'm talking about. I've been in your position before.
Yeah, I know people usually when they know what they're talking about.
Stores.
What's that?
I used to work for one of your stores.
Yeah, that doesn't make you a lawyer, though, does it? No, it doesn't.
No, but I know the guidelines because I've read them all.
No.
Because I have studied law.
Yeah, and you still owe us the rest of the money on this layaway. And if you don't pay the rest...
Owe you?
What?
Your stuff gets stolen and you expect me to pay for it?
Yeah, because it's not our fault. For all we
you're
know...
You're out of your freaking mind, dude.
For all we know,
we'll be there in a little bit.
He wouldn't even let me talk.
Yeah, what do you want?
I bet you actually, you sent someone in and stole it, didn't you? That's why you're acting like this.
Oh, yeah, I definitely sent all kinds of people in there to steal from you.
Yeah, probably.
Yep, I did it.
You probably orchestrated the whole riot thing.
Don't pay another work.
Have a good day.
Yeah, listen to that bitch in the background.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Parkinson's?
Yes.
I'm calling from the layaway.
Uh-huh.
And you have some things on layaway with us?
Yes.
And there's a little bit of a problem. We were keeping all of your layaway items in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we ran out of room in the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
And our bathroom flooded, so your items were submerged in toilet water.
Really?
But we're drying them out right now, and I think they're going to be okay.
Which what is this?
We're at the...
Oh, okay. Because I had two layaways, one at the... and then one with you.
Oh, that sounds really sketchy, like you're trying to pull something. But yeah,
I'm sorry?
I said that sounds really sketchy, that you would need to go to two stores, like you're trying to pull some kind of scam.
Well, I did it before the sales, and then when the sales came.
Yeah, at two different stores, though? Like, what kind of scam is that?
That's not a scam.
Sounds like it to me. Anyway, your things were submerged in toilet water. But,
okay.
And we're just required to let you know, but I think it's going to
be
fine.
What do I need to do? Can I switch them out now?
Oh, no, these are yours. You already put down your money on them, so you have to keep the same items. There's nothing wrong with it.
And what was your name?
We're drying it out. We're, running everything under the hand dryer in the bathroom.
Okay.
So everything...
And can you tell me your name?
Should be fine. Yeah, my name is Roy.
Okay.
Everything should be fine.
I'll come in there here shortly.
Well, are you going to pay for the rest of it and pick up your items?
I'm going to come in there shortly. I'm going to speak with somebody.
Well, you might want to wait a while because your items are still a little bit damp. You know, you have to wait for them to dry out before we can give them to you. Oh, I mean, we can give them to you wet if that's what you want.
Okay. Like I said, I'll come in and I'll speak with somebody.
Yeah, it was weird because, the sewers backed up or something. So it was brown water, if you know what I mean. It was really gross.
Okay.
But we wiped everything.
So how many other people's stuff got submerged?
You know, maybe about 30 people, because we were keeping every, you know, their items in the bathroom.
Okay.
Because we ran out of room in the layaway room. You don't need to laugh and snicker at me.
Okay. And your name's Wayne. What's your title there?
I'm the store manager.
You're the manager? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, I'll speak with you shortly.
Why we're speaking right now. Why can't we just speak on the phone?
I know. I understand that, but I'm going to come in there and I'm going to talk with you personally, okay? I'm dealing with something right now where my grandmother just passed away. So if you don't mind, I will come in there and speak with you in person.
Okay. Well, we are speaking in person right now. We're on the phone.
We are not.
One-on-one.
No, we are not. I will be in there to speak with you if you don't mind.
I'm probably not going to have time to talk to you when you come in. Using the whole my grandma died to gain leverage on me. It's one of those people. Ooh, my grandma just died. Have pity on me.
Hello?
Hello, Kim?
Yes?
Hey, this is Gary from the layaway department.
Yes.
And you had some items with us on layaway here?
Yes.
And did you have the kids, the dolls? We've got some things all mixed up, and we're trying to figure out which is which.
I had
AIDS.
The Etch-a-Sketch.
Okay, I see
Operation
that.
Clue. Mousetrap. The Nerf bow and the arrows to go with the bow.
Okay, all right.
Then it says toys and hobby. I can't remember what that is.
Yeah, I think it's the operation game. That's the thing. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, okay, and a coat.
Okay. Yeah, one of our employees, Chad, he borrowed the operation game. He took it home. And, you know, he just wanted to, like, play with it for the weekend.
Okay.
And that and Mousetrap. And that's just something that's like a perk of working here. You know, we can take things home and you know, just play around with them for a weekend and then bring them back. And
I feel like this is a joke.
Oh, no, it's not a joke. I wouldn't joke. Oh, I haven't even told you the worst part. He, Chad, died in a car accident this weekend, just yesterday. And there's no way for us to get your items back. That's the reason I'm calling.
I really do feel like this is a joke.
Okay. I admit it, it's a joke. Just kidding. No, your items are fine. I just wanted to make sure we had the right ones stacked up back here, because we had a flood. There's toilet water everywhere. It was so disgusting, but your stuff wasn't affected. Your stuff is fine.
Okay, so why are you calling?
Because, you know, I thought you were cute when you came in. And are you married?
I am.
Fuck! Is it, like, a solid relationship?
It is.
Shit.
This is really weird.
How long have you been married? Like, is the 7-year itch about to come up, or anything like
that? No.
Fucking shit. Okay, alright, well, do you have a sister? Around your age?
Goodbye.
Come on. Is your sister single?
Hello?
Hi, Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
And you had some items on layaway with us.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bit of a problem.
Oh, no.
One of our employees, it's one of our new hires. We just hired them for the Christmas season. And she put your items on the floor, and she was using them as a ladder to get up on a high shelf.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she felt...
What did she break?
Oh, no, it's not your items. Your items are fine. She's a very light girl. You know, she didn't crush her items or anything, so that's fine.
But, is she okay?
No, she fell over and broke her arm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And, she's in the hospital, and basically, you know, you're kind of responsible for the hospital bills.
I am?
Yeah, because it was on your things that she hurt herself, your property. She hurt herself on your property.
Wait a minute. I'm responsible because she was stupid and climbed on a box.
Oh, don't call her stupid. This is a girl in the hospital. She's only 16 years old, and she's in the hospital. You're calling a kid stupid?
Wait a minute. Why am I responsible for her hospital bill?
Okay, well, wait. Let's go back a minute here. Why are you calling kids a little kid stupid? That's horrible.
Okay. Why are you calling
me
that?
She's not stupid. She's just inexperienced at, you know, she didn't know we had ladders in the back room.
Okay. So what's the deal?
You are responsible for her hospital bills. It's not too much. It's only around $700. It's just a broken arm, a clean break. She had to get a cast. She had insurance to cover some of it, but there's still part of it you have to cover, you know, the deductible.
I just guess I don't understand why it's my responsibility.
Well, she broke her items on your property. I mean, she broke her arm on your property.
Okay, there's a lady there by the name of Carol. Can I talk to Carol?
Carol's not in today.
Okay, so what is your name, and I will come and talk to you here in a little bit.
Carol actually got fired. My name is Roy. I'm the assistant manager here at the store.
Why would Carol get fired?
Oh, that's none of your business. That's none of your business. You shouldn't ask me that.
Okay, I guess I don't understand why I'm responsible.
How many times have I told you this now? She broke her arm on your property. Those are your...
In your store.
No, it's your items, though. It's on your property. She was standing on your property and fell off because of your negligence.
My negligence?
Yes. To be honest, I think she was on drugs.
Huh?
I said, to be honest, between me and you, I think she was on drugs.
Who is this?
Roy. What do you mean, who is this? I already told you who I am. I'm the assistant manager.
Okay. I guess I need to come in and talk to you face-to-face, Roy.
Oh, this again? I don't have time for this. This is why I make phone calls. If I wanted to talk face-to-face, I'd come to your house.
Is this some kind of joke?
Of course not. No, I wouldn't joke about something this serious. I think you just need to take responsibility for your actions and pay this girl's medical bills.
Yeah, we're going to have to come to the store and talk to you there.
You're probably going to have to pay for her PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder treatment also, as a result of the accident.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just call corporate and talk to them then.
Oh, they're going to tell you the same thing. This is policy. I mean, don't threaten me with corporate. This is your fault.
I'm not!
That's what you just did. What do you mean you're not? I'm going to
call corporate and see what your policy is.
You're trying to intimidate me with your corporate talk.
No, you're intimidating me.
You're just like all the rest. You're like all the other customers, just trying to get something for nothing. She just hung up. Finally, before the show ends, I'm going to play one more prank for you. This next one, it didn't happen on either of my two shows. This was on Carlito's show, which I was also a part of. I was there for the entire 3 hours of Carlito's show. And Giad was on. And right before Giad left, he's like, "Hey, Brad, let's try that idea that I mentioned earlier in the day." Because he gave me this prank call premise, which seemed really hilarious. So we decided we're going to try it. So the first part is just me setting it up. I have to get someone angry. And the angry person has to ask for the manager. And that's where the fun starts happening. So you'll notice on the whole first part of this call, this lady does not get angry. It's only when I go into phase two, that's when she really starts getting angry. But here's a call with me and Giad.
Hello?
Hello, Ebony?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy over at the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
And you got those dressers?
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, we've gone ahead and donated two of your... You got five dressers, right?
My friend was with me, and she had one in my layaway with mine. I have four.
Four, and then she has one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we've donated two of those to the Goodwill. It's like a thing we do starting on Thanksgiving, and we do it all through the holidays. So you're only going to get three dressers for the five that you paid for, or that you're going to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are being donated to charity.
Okay.
So you're only going to get three, just so you know.
Okay, so, which ones did they donate?
I don't know. They just picked two at random.
Wow. Okay.
They probably picked the most expensive ones. I don't know what the price. I don't actually have your sheet out here myself, but
yeah, they were $59 and they were marked down to $29 today.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. That's not that much then. So you basically, what I'm saying is, you donated two dressers valued at, you know, $29 or whatever they were, but you still have to pay for them.
Okay, how does that work then?
Well, it's a charity. It's a donation thing. It helps the less fortunate people.
Right, and I understand that. I'm just saying, how do they pick?
Oh, it's just random. They base it on what the attitude of the person was at the counter. You know, they're just like, oh yeah, let's use that, ladies, for the donations. It's completely up to the layaway person.
Okay.
And
all right.
Yeah, so you're going to get three dressers, but you're going to pay for five. So, I don't know. You said your relative, maybe you could just not give her hers, and you'll get four?
Well, I'll try to tell her that. I don't know how that'll work, but, I mean, I guess I'll tell her that, though.
It's tax deductible, so, you know, just file it. We'll give you a receipt, and it'll be like a donation.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
And also...
Stupid bitch.
Also, hey, come on. None of that. It's not her fault. The layaway lady, you know Mary, right? She's the one that checked you out?
Yeah, it was two of us. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she says you stole... there was a change container on the counter for, like, Jerry's Kids or one of those. I don't know, because it's gone now.
No, I haven't touched anything. You can go back and run a camera. No. I don't have a reason to take anything.
We looked on the camera, and we saw on the camera, you took one of those money things. It probably didn't even have $5
in it. No. I have never taken anything. I have never stolen anything. It was me and my friend standing there together. It was me and Lily Beeson. I purchased all of my stuff, and I don't know if Lily took anything, but I have never stolen a thing a day in my life.
Oh, no, we know it was you, because you're the one that paid, right?
Oh, no, we rung up two separate things, and me and her both can come over there, and you can see me and her.
Well, we know
you can run the tapes.
We saw the tapes. No, we saw them. We know you both look like thieves.
Okay, and which one was Ebony?
I don't have to tell you anything, because I'm not the one on trial.
Okay, well, I'm fixing to put on some clothes, so,
Well, I'll put my manager on. I'll put my manager on.
That's fine, because I have no reason to steal anything.
I don't see what your attitude problem is. I'll put my manager on.
Because you're calling me, telling me that I'm donating a chest or drawer. Then you're telling me that I took something. I have never stolen anything a day in my life.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would love to speak with your manager now.
A thief would say the same thing, of course. You know.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, well, can I speak with your manager?
All right, hold on. Hey, Jihad, come here. This lady.
Because I have never taken anything out of a store. So if they go back and run the tape, I haven't stole shit.
Here's the manager.
Hello, this is Jihad.
Okay, that's fine.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jihad. I'm the night manager.
Okay, now, yes, because I want to get a clear understanding of this because I have no reason to steal anything.
Okay.
I came into the store this morning, me and my friend, Lily Beeson, we had five chest drawers.
Okay.
I had four, she had one, okay? We stood up at the counter. If you run the tape back, it was two girls. It was a dark one and a light-skinned one. The dark one. I paid for the dresser. I bought a catacomb chest. The catacomb, I swiped my gift card, which was for $100. Hold on, let me get my receipt.
Okay.
Because
I have no
reason to steal anything.
No,
I don't want to be falsely accused
of
anything.
Ebony, I think I already know what could you hold on just a second? I think I know what the problem is. Ebony, was Roy being a little bit rude there?
Who is Roy?
Roy, the guy you were just talking to. Was he being a little bit...
Yes, he was, because he just called
me
a thief.
Ma'am,
and I have never...
Ma'am, could you just hold on just a second? Roy, come here a second.
What?
All right, Roy, what did I tell you about talking to customers? You ever talk to another customer like that ever again? Don't you ever talk to a customer like that. You hear me? You are nice.
Please.
Ebony, I am so sorry for Roy's behavior.
Can't hit me.
No, I need to clear this up because I don't want anybody
don't worry.
Thinking
come
I
here,
took anything.
Come here. Just listen to
no
you.
Reason.
I will,
get
your
hands
listen,
off me.
I will give justice right now. Come here, Roy.
Get your hands off me. Ow. Stop it.
Okay, Ebony. I think we've settled this matter. I don't think Rose can ever talk to you like
hello?
That ever again.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here, Ebony. Roy
okay,
has just
so, no,
pushed,
I'm
my,
here.
Pushed the buttons here too much. We got this thing settled now. I think this
no,
is just
no,
this is good
on,
justification,
because...
right?
My nose is
okay,
bleeding.
Can we get a clear understanding of something?
Bloodied my fucking nose.
Yeah. But, man, my adrenaline's pumping so hard right now. I just punched him in the face like six times.
Bloody
my
nose.
It felt so good. Jesus, I've been wanting to hit Roy for so long. This guy's had
it coming,
man.
Okay, well, I
have nothing to do with you hitting Roy or anything else.
Yeah, but no. But Ebony, no, we're clear.
We
I did it for you. I did it for you. So I need you to, if he goes to districts with this, can you please say that you heard him hit me first or something?
Hold on for 1 second, because
I can't lose my job, Ebony, and I like you. We will get this straight. I'll throw in. Do you need a computer desk? I have a great computer desk.
No.
If the district manager finds out I just hit Roy like this, I'm going to get fired. Will you at least please? Okay. Can I please tell the district manager that you heard he hit me first? Please.
What is your name? Okay. What is your name?
My name is Giad St. Clair.
Spell that for me.
I'm the nighttime manager, so officially I'm an assistant manager.
Okay. Can you spell St. Clair for me?
Yes. S T C L A I R E. Oh Jesus! I can't believe that just happened.
Okay. Now hold on. I can't hear you. I can't understand anything.
Oh my God!
Okay, your name is what now?
Giad St. Clair, J-I-A-D, and then St. Clair, S-T-C-L-A-I-R-E. Oh my God! I have never just attacked a man like that. Ebony, please, will you please promise me that you'll tell the district manager, because he's already on the phone?
While I got you on the phone, what is the number to the district's name?
What is his name?
No, what's Door's the number, number. The district? Because I don't appreciate him calling my phone, telling me that I have something that was donated to a charity.
Good. I think we're good. He's not going to call you and be rude ever again.
I think I broke his fucking nose.
He's bleeding all over the place, Ebony.
I don't care. I have nothing to do with that. I don't even really care.
No, I know, but I did it for you.
For him to call my phone and say that I took something, hell, if he wrote it.
Oh, yeah, you don't deserve that shit. Fuck him. I'll do it again. You want me to go hit him again?
No, I won't. I won't.
You've released the beast.
Okay, hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, my God.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to go beat the fucking shit out of Eddie in electronics now, too, man. That guy, he's been stealing my fucking lunch, man. Yeah! Okay. Release the beast!
Okay, excuse me. Is there a manager that I can contact in the morning?
No, I am the manager. Giad St. Clair. I'm the nighttime manager.
But I'm saying, for him to call me and tell me that, first off, my stuff has been donated that I put in the layaway,
No. And here's the thing. Let's work a deal. If you go ahead and tell the district manager that you heard Roy hit me first, if you tell him that, I'll get you those two desks, and you know what? I'll throw in. I got this computer desk that was returned. I'll give it to you for free.
No, thank you. I don't want anything for free. I don't want anything.
Well, I'll get you your two back, but will you please tell the district manager that you heard him come up and hit me first? Please, I can't lose my job.
Okay, hello? Can we get an understanding here?
If I lose my job.
Hello?
Yeah, can no, I'm here. What's up? Here? Sorry, Ebony, go ahead. I'm just so pumped full of adrenaline, and I'm going to go beat the shit out of Eddie in electronics now.
Okay, I understand about your adrenaline, but this shit here makes no sense to me. For him to even fucking call my phone and say that
him.
I took something off a fucking counter. I don't have a fucking reason to steal. I work my ass off every day.
Yeah, that's why I beat the shit out of him, man. He's bleeding all over the place.
No. That's not what I'm trying. Where is this shit coming from is what I want to know. Because if anybody can go back and replay a fucking tape, they have coming up since. No, I haven't took shit.
Oh, shit, the tape. Oh, fuck, I didn't even think about the tape. The tape has me punching him right in the fucking nose. Holy shit, I'm screwed. Ebony, I am totally fucked.
Okay, what is the manager for the morning?
His name is John.
Okay, last name?
Tinkle. John Tinkle?
Tinkle?
Yeah, Tinkle.
Could you spell that? Okay, I understand all that. Could you spell, what is the phone number that I can contact someone in the morning?
It's a...
Uh-huh.
Three... You know what? If you're okay, because I'm going to have the regular...
I'm not okay with the tape out there.
Here's what I'm going to do, Ebony. I'm going to have the actual store manager call you when he gets in.
I want to know, how did my name come up with saying something was taken? If you roll the fucking tapes back, you can see...
I don't know. I didn't look at the tapes. Roy called me, and I punched him in the fucking face.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. So where did Roy come up with this bullshit at?
I don't know. He's bleeding, and I think he actually got in his car and left.
I don't care about him getting in his car and leaving.
I'm trying to clear my name.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I gotta go try to stop him from calling the cops. So listen, Ebony. I'm gonna have my manager call you.
No, I have no time. No, that's not gonna work. Okay. Can I have the district manager's number?
Hey, G-Ad, I'm back. Guess what? I'm back.
Hey, Roy. Get out of here.
Guess what I have in my hand here?
What?
Looks a little like a hand pistol, doesn't it, motherfucker?
Get away from me.
Come on. Come on.
What the hell kind of shit is this? Hello? Hello?
So that happened on Carlito's show. The only way that could have been more perfect is if G-Ad was like, "Tell my wife I love her," before he died at the end. So I was trying to get G-Ad's attention in the chat room for a minute or two before I showed up with a gun. And I didn't think he was seeing me, so that's the reason I said, "Hey, looks like I have a handgun or a hand pistol." I was trying to make sure that G-Ad knew what I was doing. I was getting ready to play gunshot sound effects. I don't really tell people when I'm getting ready to kill them. I'm not like, "Hey, look at this hand pistol I have in my hand that I'm getting ready to shoot you with." Nope, not me. I just shoot them, and they're dead. I'm a lot more efficient in real life than I am in this prank call. People have been making fun of me in the chat room all weekend for saying that. Oh, and I can't remember who it was. Either Baz or Dwight told me that they called her back, I think maybe the next day, and they had a talk with that lady, with Ebony, again. And she was just as upset the second time around. I've heard. I haven't actually heard it myself. And I don't know where it's located, but hopefully it will turn up soon and I can hear that one. Wow, we're over an hour already. I guess that's going to do it for this show. I guess in order to comply with that ABC or NBC or whatever it was lawyer and his cease and desist, we're going to cue up the Incredible Hulk sad music and talk about what we learned today. And of course, the most important thing I've learned is that you need to donate to the Joy Bubbles Kickstarter campaign, which is linked in the show notes. And after that, if you have a few cents left over, maybe a dollar or whatever, you should donate to PCN's Save a Family's Christmas fundraiser thing. But most of your money should go to Joy Bubbles. That's the really important thing here. Joy Bubbles. Documentary has to be made. In addition to that, though, I learned that you can call up a 7-Eleven and get a customer to push the button on the coffee makers. And for some reason, I never thought of that before. It's such an obvious thing. I mean, I've gone into 7-Elevens before, and I've hit the buttons on their coffee makers just to make them overflow, because I'm an asshole. But I never thought about getting them to do it over the phone, so that needs to happen more often from now on. We're going to make customers walk over to the coffee makers, and we're going to make them turn on all the coffee makers, not just one of them. They're going to overflow all of them. So if one good thing came out of the whole Pranksgiving thing, it would be that we are going to make people overflow coffee pots, and it's going to be hilarious. And then I learned that fights can be hilarious on the phone. Getting punched in the face over the phone is much more enjoyable than getting punched in the face in real life. That's a really good lesson that I learned in this episode. And that's another thing that needs to happen more often in pranks. With or without me, those types of pranks need to happen more often. So from now on, when somebody says, "Can I speak to a manager?" you need to put a manager on the phone, and then the manager needs to kick your ass. We need to get some sound effects for that. We need to get some breaking glass. And, you know, the cat noise, where you fall on a cat and the cat makes the noise and it's hilarious. We definitely need to do more fighting pranks. That's what I've learned in this episode. Fighting pranks that end in homicide. I hope all of you learned as much as I did. Goodbye, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. Happy Cyber Monday. And rest in peace, G-Ad/G-Ad.
Rabbit Rapperson, just hanging out, doing what I do. Where's my Thanksgiving snare? I need more snares, more Thanksgiving snares. Baby clap and pop, tickling the ivories. You really outdid yourself this time, young homie.
I'm a Thanksgiving soldier, smoking that bomb cron. Thanksgiving dinner is the shit when mom's gone. My dad divorced her and bought a Porsche. It exploded, it was a scorcher. My whole family died.
why the ladies wanna suck on my french fries. Gotta fly Thanksgiving solo on a funky expedition colored cranberry polo. Oh no, pilgrims, dude. They wore gay hats and super shit shoes. Then they all died cause their clothes were so gay. So we try to eat up all the pain away. But it's all good, cause after the meal I'm barfing in the toilet and keeping it real. That's how I get the girls. We're celebrating Thanksgiving all over the world. Thanksgiving sucks, 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 Thanksgiving sucks. Yeah. Just spread that leaf, little kids don't cry. When you find out that Thanksgiving is just a fucking lie, it's a giant scam, started out by Hallmark, trying to sell a warehouse full of greeting cards. In cahoots with the Butterball CEOs, trying to fatten up my block so we weren't slower from the po-pos. But you don't hear me though, I'm knowing schemes. I've been running my city since the age of 15. Now we're running Thanksgiving, Butterball swimming. Put some butter on your balls, I'll show you how to get women. Let our shawty put some butter on your balls and throw those turkey bones in the toilet stall. Now flush them. Where did they go? It's a Thanksgiving mystery that nobody knows. I was publishing a comic book, Comics from Space. It was going great till Kinko's dude got in my face. Accused me of stealing all these papers and pens, trying to shut me down, but the case lacked evidence. Fuck that, I'll make my own paper then. Chop up wet mulch and squeeze it with a rolling pin. I'm a Thanksgiving soldier on the grind. These Gucci shoes shuffle through the food stamp line. Yeah, I'm looking at these turkeys, it's about that time. Hit me up if your album needs graphic design. Slice your head off like those engines from the wild, wild west. They put the liens on it, put the stops on it. The IRS will lien your checks and put the cops on it. They tried to grab my drop top, but my lawyer got it first. Rolling deep with a mini-mac creeper, MC Gigahertz. Gotta read nonfiction, gotta level up the skills. Gotta smoke real weed, gotta rep Lake Hills. Lake Hills so poor, no doors, just tables. They all got used for firewood to cook up old potatoes. Fuck that, I'm a lone wolf. Sizzle in the wind, watch the Thanksgiving musical sell out Branson, Missouri, the Las Vegas of the Midwest. But it's hard to sing soprano when you're smoking all the cigarettes. Those nasty Pall Malls, I threw them in the trash. Went to the res and started smoking with class. Picked up those duty-free natural mint smoking Joes and all you can eat buffet at Angels of the Wind Casino. The dudes in the industry are blowing up my phone, but I'm not signing shit till it's got 12 zeros, a trillion. Cause we gotta feed the children. Yeah, we gotta feed the motherfucking children.
You need to hang up and call the police on yourself.